Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Friday morning, almost said Friday afternoon, Friday morning. Jamie Vasky, we already talked to him, but we're going to do it again in a more formal setting on behalf of the West Delaware School Board. How are you this morning, good sir?
I am great. You're not going to play the Hawkeye Fight song to bring me on?
I can if you want
me
to.
No, that's
well, it is West Delaware, so I can't. Hang on.
No, that's okay.
No, we're going to scrap this.
I'm just not used to hearing there you go. Very similar.
He's a diva, Carl. A diva. Carl Johnson here as well. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Any song requests for you for walk-up
song
music?
No song requests. This is great.
Sorry, Carl. Sorry.
Well, on behalf of the West Delaware School Board, glad to have you guys along with us. Let's talk about what's been going on with the school board, and let's talk about why you guys are here today on behalf of the school board.
Yes, we have a message that we're trying to get out. We've been expressing it in our board meetings and with our district employees. We want to say thank you. There's been a lot going on this summer, and our staff have done just a phenomenal job putting the pieces back together in order to allow us to come in and start our school year. And in our board meetings, we've been saying thank you, and with our staff, we've been saying thank you. There's a message that we're trying to convey, and it's appreciation.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't think people realize, you know, it's school board, it's meetings, that's it. But there, fellas, there's a lot more to it than just going to a meeting once a month and getting together with the fellow board members. You guys are doing a lot behind the scenes, too.
Yeah, we really are. And you know, like Carl said, getting around to all the people, we can't thank them enough, you know. Furniture movers are not there in their job description. Mm-hmm. Although if they are, you know, give me a call. But, you know, they've gone above and beyond to help put things back together. Like Carl said, you know, moving desks, moving anything, helping in. Even the Lambert teachers who weren't really affected by this project this year were chipping in and helping move the middle school and the high school. So again, like Carl said, we're just thankful for thankful to everybody, and couldn't ask for a better place to be school board members of.
Well, and as you mentioned, many hands make light work. Let's talk about this big construction. It's not a 1 year, it's a multi-year thing. How's it been affecting, you know, from your guys' perspective, from the outside looking in and inside looking out too?
Yeah, pretty much every building will be greatly affected by it. There's the $20 million general obligation bond, and then the school is kicking in another 18 of its own funding, so we'll have 38, almost 39 million of improvements. The core improvements from the general obligation bond are HVAC, classroom components, energy efficiency, and then the other 18 million are everything else from the home ec rooms to the science lab to the middle school music wing, the bathrooms, locker rooms. The front of the buildings on the middle school and the elementary will have new entryways, better security, and these things just don't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. They don't happen in one summer, and so we aggressively started at the end of the school year with asbestos abatement, and then it just took off. And so you try to get all the pieces back together before the start of the school year. You try to survive the school year, and then next summer everything comes apart again, and you start on the next projects. And with everything else going on, it's been a little stressful, a lot of extra work by district employees. But everyone has done so well, and they've been so flexible, so patient, so willing to help. Once the need is identified, then the labor comes in, and everyone's just been great.
Well, and Jamie, you spoke to it just a little bit ago about the staff pitching in and helping. I mean, how's it been affecting them from moving classrooms? And literally, they've taught in one spot. Now they have to move here temporarily and moving back and stuff like that.
Well, I hope I said staff before, because I hope I didn't say teachers, because this is all staff. You know, everybody has gone above and beyond, you know. Our custodians, our bus driver. I shouldn't have started listing them because I'm going to miss somebody. But just
it's like an Oscars speech. You're going to forget somebody.
Exactly. But, you know, everybody has just done a great job. You know, they've been understanding. You know, everything is kind of fluid when it comes to this project, and things are always changing. You know, kids from the middle school are going to the high school and vice versa. And, like I said, custodians, bus drivers have to be there to transport the kids back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think the band was at the fairgrounds for a little bit. It practicing, and like I said earlier, teachers have had to move furniture, set up classrooms, move. I think a lot of stuff got put in the gyms, and that all that stuff had to come out of the gyms. And it's just everybody has been so flexible in working with the schedule, not knowing. You know, Dr. Ricky's in here every Tuesday after our board meetings, and she talks about it. And
state award winning Dr. Ricky, by the way, that's her new title now.
Yes, so. And well deserved after, especially. with this project going on, because you know there's just been like I said, it's ever changing, and it's hard to update sometimes because there's everything changes day by day.
Well, and it's not just like, oh, our things are outdated. Yeah, we want to look better. These were changes that needed to be made. It wasn't just a, all right, let's see if we can raise some funds and make things look new. I mean, important stuff that goes on, and the end product. What do we have to look forward to, Carl, when we get to that finish line eventually?
Yeah. So right now, if you look out of the north end of the middle school, you'll see the new band room that's being constructed. But just like we sort of mentioned before, we're going to have a better school. It's going to have better entrances. We've got the dedicated bus lane already. We're going to have a safer school. We've got paint. We've got equipment. We've got carpet, classroom. You know, there's a lot that goes into a room. It's not just the teachers. Our teachers are our greatest asset, but everything from lights to temperature to air quality, all of that. And when we're done, our rooms will be better. We'll have a better facility. And I think the community will be proud of it. When you go in, when everything's done, we want to allow the community to tour it, but everything will look better and it will feel better, and we'll have a building that sort of is a mirror image of our district employees, a good solid investment in Manchester.
So, there you go. Yeah. I'm going to give you closing arguments first, good sir. Any final statements, words of wisdom, things to get us through the weekend, anything like that, Carl?
He's not a lawyer.
Well, I know, but still. He's an accountant. That's the next best thing.
Thank you, community, for supporting our school.
There you go.
It means a lot to us, and we see it as a board. And thank you, just all district employees. It means a lot to us. So thank you. That's my closing argument.
There
thank
you go. Vasky, your closing arguments.
I swear to tell the truth.
We should have done that at the beginning.
Oh, sorry, yes. No, just to piggyback off what Carl said, you know, thanks to everybody, the community, you know, for approving this bond to begin with. You know, I think so many people saw the need for this and were able to get out there and vote yes a few years ago and get the ball rolling a little bit. But again, our staff has just been amazing. They've gone above and beyond, and like Carl said, we're trying to get around to all the buildings and get everybody thanks. So if anybody's listening, if we haven't got to you yet, we're getting there.
There you go. Jamie Vasky, Carl Johnson with the West Delaware School Board. Fellas, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks
have
for having
a good
us.
Weekend. You betcha. We'll pause here. When we come back, we're talking soup. The Lions Club having a soup supper, and they want to tell you all about it, and we'll do just that after this on KMCH.